precious one, you're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Olumensa. Reverend Sidney Olumensa is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a sermon titled, Rebuilding the Foundation. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise, we give you glory. Lord, first Sunday, 2026, this is our prayer. Say, washayebo. February, washayebo. March, washayebo. April, May, June, ekosi December, washayebo. Lord, we ask that you will be with us in all these months. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. I commit every heart in this room into your hands. Let your word, 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 let your word. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, brood over our meeting. Brood over our meeting. Brood over our meeting. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please clap your hands and have your seat.
When I look up
the mountains,
I look
down the valleys, I look at the sea, oh my Lord, you are Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, city of his presence, we thank God that we have made it to 2026. Hallelujah. What's today's date? 4th of January. Praise the Lord. And as we stand at the threshold of this new year, the Spirit of the Lord did not emphasize acceleration. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord emphasized realignment. Praise the Lord. Spirit of the Lord emphasized realignment. He did not whisper, move faster. He tended, build stronger. And in the midst of prayer, the Lord gave the church a dream. Praise the Lord. And a dream that manifested from a daughter of this house. And through the mother, she saw something about city of his presence, that we should move the church from upstairs to downstairs. And going into a place of prayer, we inquired from the Lord that, Lord, what are you speaking to city of his presence? And the Lord spoke to us and said that, go back to the foundations. Go back to the basics. And when you go back to the basics and go back to the foundation, I, the Lord, I will do the rest. And that as we stand here as a church, city of his presence, we are moving the church today from upstairs to downstairs. In the name of Jesus. And from upstairs to downstairs, spiritually, in terms of the things that we will do as a church, praise the Lord. And this year, I stand here as your father, as your spiritual leader, and I decree upon your life that the fire that the Lord has given to the church in 2026, you will move with it till the end of the year. In the name of Jesus. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. And the Lord said, move the church from upstairs to downstairs, not because something has been broken or something was broken, hallelujah, but because something has to be fortified. And before God increases our visibility, he has to secure our stability. And now that I believe that this statement I have made resonate in your spirit. Then I want you to hear the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master. I believe it's a good place to celebrate Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is that how to celebrate Jesus? Praise the Lord. And if indeed you have celebrated Jesus, then follow me to the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. And I want us to read together. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. It says that, therefore, let's read together. It's on the screen. Therefore, who hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, notice the language of Jesus. He is not merely interested in hearers, but in what? In builders. Let's read again. Go back. It says that what? Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and what? Is it? Do you see the word and what? And does what? Them. So Jesus is not merely interested in what to hear, but is interested in how you build. Am I communicating here? Now, permit me to just take my time this morning and then take you back into the world where Jesus spoke about this word. Hallelujah. If we look at biblical history, we understand that in the first century Palestine, houses were often built during the dry season. And I believe that most other places, they do the same. And also along the valleys where river beds are called wadis. Now, in the summer, they appeared solid and stable. And not only stable, but they appeared very harmless. But every resident knew that when the rainy season came, somebody say rainy season. When the rainy season came, some of the valleys became raging rivers. So the wise builder did not trust the appearance of the building. So the wise builder would dig through the sand until it reaches the bedrock and the limestone beneath the surface. Because he was not just convenient about what he would, the aesthetics or what he would see. Many people will build, you would see from the outside that it is nice, but from the inside it is porous. There are times where you can see that some of us would dress beautifully, like how I have dressed now. Hallelujah. You are not happy for me, so you are not clapping. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you celebrate others, God will celebrate you. And you make others celebrate you. Hallelujah. So take the moment and tell somebody you are looking spectacular. Hallelujah. So the wise builder did not just look at the aesthetics, but the wise builder looked at what is beneath, the very foundation, because it was sometimes not convenient. There are times where people would take their time and build houses, and sometimes it would take years. And even just the foundation, they make sure that they build the foundation very well. And most of the times, it was not convenient because it is very costly. Not only costly, but it was slow. Not only slow, but it was exhausting. So during the ancient times, the wise builder would take his time to build the very foundations well, because he knows that when the rainy season comes, something can happen to the building. So, but indeed, when the winter storm comes, houses that are anchored to the rock, they stood whilst others were swept away. I don't know, but if you have watched some videos, you could see that sometime when there is some tsunami or when there is a windstorm, you could see that some houses are blown away, but some houses are still standing. It is because of the foundation. Somebody say foundation. Say foundation. So when Jesus said that the rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew, his audience did not imagine poetry, but they remembered what happens in real life. Am I communicating here? And with this understanding, as I am teaching here, I want you to open up your spirit and follow me. You see, everybody builds something, but most builders who build something, they build to sustain it. They build so that it will last. They build so that when it rains, sometimes people build, and when it rains, you can see that there is leakage in the house. Somebody say leakage. But wise builders, they make sure that when they build, everything that they are building is in order. Hallelujah. Everything that they are building is right as it's supposed to be. Praise the Lord. So in this scripture that we read, there are a lot of builders, and everybody built by hearing the word of God. Now, as I speak now, everybody in this house is a builder. Say, I am a builder. I can't hear you. Say, I am a builder. Everybody here is a builder. Now, whilst the word of God is being preached, it is edifying your spirit. Hallelujah. So, everybody hears the word of God is a builder. And both builders will build a house. And both builders will experience the storm. So as we are building, the storm will come. As we are building, there are times where there will be spiritual tsunami. Hallelujah. But then the foundation at which you are standing on will determine whether you will fall or whether you will stand. Praise the Lord. In other words, as everybody build, but not everybody builds wisely. There are people that build foolishly. They build very foolish. Hallelujah. And you could tell that sometimes when you see the building, you can envisage that there is a problem with this building. Praise the Lord. I remember some years ago, it was in the news that there was a building at Asalebuchi. And they call it the Tower of Babel. Hallelujah. Or the Tower of Babel. Praise the Lord. It was at Asalebuchi, somewhere. Those that live around that place, somewhere, school junction, entering into highway junction, in between that side. And they called the authorities to seize them. Because when they realized how the Tower of Babel was rising, and you could see that there is a problem with the foundation, and one day it can crash down. Somebody say it can crash down. You see, you can build a career. You can build a family. You can build a ministry. But what determines survival is not the structure. It is what is beneath the structure. It is the substance of the structure. Praise the Lord. So many times in our life, and this is the truth, and I want you to hear the truth. You cannot see a foundation that is, but it always reveals itself. Because when this house, for instance, you cannot see the foundation, but it will always reveal itself over time. Praise the Lord. Storms are the great examiners of building. Storms. Somebody say storms. Say storms. So Jesus said that the rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew. So storms are very selective in seasons. There are some seasons where some storms will hit your life, and it will determine what kind of foundation you are standing on. Storms are not optional. Storms are inevitable. Listen, everybody here will go through storms. I have been through storms, and I will continue to go through storms. And I believe, how many, can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here? Everybody will go through storm. But you see, the storm is not sent to destroy you. The storm is sent to test what you have built. And because it is sent to test what you have built, some storms, they expose your weakness. And some storms, they come to prove your strength. So in 2026, some of you will encounter some storms. And the storm will come to expose your weakness. And some storms will come to see how solidified you are. And what kind of foundation you are standing on. But I pray for you that as the storms come, may what you are standing on be the source of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I ask you a question this morning. Which one will this year be for you? To expose your weakness or to prove your strength? Ask somebody, which one will it be for you? Hallelujah. Say, which one will it be for you? Say, which one will it be for you? Hallelujah. Which one will it be for you? Expose your weakness. Hallelujah. Or to see how strong you are. Praise the Lord. There was a fairy tale, and I know most of us know about a fairy tale. And the fairy tale is about the three little pigs. And as we learn from the fairy tale tells us that one of the little pigs built the house with a straw. And that was fast and easy and convenient. Praise the Lord. And another built with sticks, better than straw, but was still fragile. And another built with bricks. It was slow, it was heavy, and very demanding. Now, the fairy tale tells us that there was a wolf that came. And when the wolf came, he huffed and he puffed. And when he huffed and he puffed, the one that built with straw, the building collapsed. Somebody say the building collapsed. And the wolf came to the next pig who built with sticks, and he huffed and he puffed, and that building also collapsed. And the wolf came again to the one that built with bricks, and he huffed and he puffed, but the building did not collapse. Somebody say he huffed and he puffed. And the Lord is speaking to me here that in 2026, the enemy will huff and will puff, but the foundation that you are standing on will determine whether you will stand or you will fall. But I pray for you that your foundation will be as firm and a solid foundation, that when the enemy huff and puff, you will not fall. Oh, I feel like preaching here. In 2026, one way or the other, somewhere in the month of February, the enemy will come and huff and puff, wanting to test your foundation. But when he huffed and he puffed, he will realize that, hey, I stand on a firm foundation, for Christ is the foundation that I stand on. The Lord said, look at somebody, say 2026, I stand on a strong foundation. Now, what made the difference is not the appearance. Say, not the appearance. Share and yet about how I look, it's the foundation I stand on. Hallelujah. And that's why I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, back then in university, I said, my brother, don't worry. People are changing clothes, they are wearing things. Don't worry. Concentrate and let's steady and pass. Praise the Lord. People are wearing this. Today is Brazilian week. Today is Peruvian week. Today is Jamaican week. Tomorrow is Indian week. I said, forget about them. Your dress, your 5 or 6 dress, continue repeating them. And she did that and graduated with the first class. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The foundation is very important. Somebody say, focus on the foundation. Say, focus on the foundation. So it is not the appearance. It is not the effort. Not the intention. It was the material and the foundation that determined that when the wolf came and he huffed and he puffed, some of the buildings collapsed. But the one that was built with bricks too, you see. And this fairy tale preaches the same sermon that Jesus preached, that what you build will determine what you survive. Can I preach like I feel? You see, the foundations are built downward. They are not built upward. And this is where the dream about the church becomes very prophetic. And when our mother, our daughter here's mother had the dream hit my spirit. The dream hit my heart. And I said, God, what are you speaking to the church? The Lord said, check the foundation. This is a bitter truth that some of us will have to swallow.
Somebody say foundation. Say foundation. Foundations are built. The foundations.
Hallelujah. Foundations are never built in public. Say foundations are not built in public.
Foundations are built in private.
Hallelujah.
Foundations are not built in public. I want to repeat again. Foundations are not built in public. Foundations are built in private. Tap somebody, high five. Say private. Say private. Say foundations are built in private. Foundations, as you build the foundation in private, you are forming yourself in obedience. You are forming yourself in prayer. Number one, you are forming yourself in obedience. Number two, you are forming yourself in prayer. Number three, You are forming yourself in discipline. Number four, you are forming yourself in repentance. And number five, you are forming yourself in the fear of God. So when God moved the church downstairs, he was not demoting city of his presence. He was not telling us that I am God, I am demoting you. No, he was saying that, you know what, I am preparing you for something greater. But before God elevates you, he has to excavate you. Before he increases you, the Lord will have to strengthen your support system. Can I preach like a fear? I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I came to strengthen you that you stand on a very solid foundation, and that foundation is Christ alone, no other body. The foundation is not Buddha, it's not any other body, but the foundation is Christ alone. Look at somebody, tell the person that the foundation I stand on is Christ alone. Is Christ alone. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, it says that no other foundation is it there. Put it there for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's read together. Oh, come on, I can't hear you, church. Our online viewers want to hear you. Let's read it again. For no other than what, which is what, Jesus Christ. No other foundation can anyone lay than which is laid, which is what, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it is not about money, it is not about popularity, it is not about charisma, it is not about gift, but it is Christ alone. Today I came to preach to you Christ, that he is our firm foundation. There is a songwriter that said, Christ is my firm foundation,
rock on which I stand.
Lift it.
Everything around me shaking. I'm not held by my own strength, cause I put my faith in Jesus.
That's your word in 2026.
He's never let me down.
You're not letting down.
To generation.
He will not let you down.
So why won't he say now? He won't.
Listen, if Christ does not rule your life, then no matter how beautiful the building blocks, the foundation is sand. No matter how your life looks like, if Christ is not that foundation, your foundation is sand. Look at somebody's area. Kasiani said, "We be to me address, I your makeup, I bob pumps, I your day in a." But if your foundation is not Christ, Kasiani said, "Area." And some of us, our foundation is area. And you see, the truth of the matter is that, and that is why sometimes, somewhere in the year, you see there's some storms that will come. And then because you are not standing firm in that foundation, you begin to shake. You begin to shake. But the Bible says, even if I fall seven times, can I preach to somebody? Even if I fall seven times, I will rise again. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but as Christ is your foundation, hey, even when the enemy comes and puff and huff, you are still on that foundation. Look at somebody, say, I am unshakable. Say, I am unmovable, because I am standing on a firm foundation, which is Jesus. Say, I'm unshakable. In 2026, I'm unshakable. Oh my God, I'm unshakable. Can I preach like I feel? I'm unshakable. I know that within some weeks and some months, the enemy will come and huff and pop, but I'm unshakable. I know that some days it will look like my career is not going on well, but I'm not looking at the aesthetics. I am looking at the foundation. The enemy will huff and puff, but I know that I stand on a firm foundation. The Lord says, city of his presence, hey, I am doing something new. I am checking your foundation. Before I elevate the church, before I bring the crowd, you need to deal with the foundation. There are a lot of people here listening to the sound of my voice. Your faith in God is shaking. You are not standing firm. Today you are here, tomorrow you are here. You don't know which side you belong, but the Lord sent me to tell you, as a prophet and apostle of God, that in 2026, when Christ is your firm foundation, they will criticize you, you will not fall. They will speak against you, you will not fall. They will tempt you, you will not fall. They will do akbala against you, you will not fall. Can I preach to somebody? Tell somebody, I tell the person, Christ is my firm foundation. Christ is my firm foundation. There is a hymn writer that said, we have an anchor that keeps
the soul. The shore, what a beautiful soul. Fast into the road.
I thought you would stand up. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, city of his presence, let me speak to you this morning. Let me speak to you. We have crossed into a new year, and this is our divine assignment. The Lord say, we strengthen prayer. Somebody say, we strengthen prayer. The Lord say, we restore the authority of the word. Say, we will restore the authority of the word. The Lord say, we deepen discipleship. The Lord say, we normalize holiness. The Lord say, we build a stronger and a firm community. We are not chasing crowds, we are building people. Say, we are building people. Say, we are building people. Say, we are building people. Please be upstanding on your feet. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. In the serious
life, round and firm and deep, round and firm and deep. In the serious.
Please lift up your right hand for me. Say, my
Father. Beloved, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sydney Olumensah. Please share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. God bless you for doing so. Shalom.